Welcome back to the Booklicious Podcast, the place where stories live, characters breathe, and readers gather to talk about the books that keep us awake at night. Today, we're diving into a fantasy novel that has been buzzing across the community, The Strength of the Few by James Islington. If you loved The Will of the Many, get comfortable because this sequel does not just continue the story, it explodes it into something much bigger. This episode is your complete spoiler-safe review, packed with plot insights, strengths, weaknesses, and whether this book deserves a spot on your shelf. So, grab your headphones and maybe a warm drink. Let's step back into the world, or should I say worlds, of Vis Telemus. Before we tackle the themes and the twists, let's set the groundwork. The Strength of the Few begins right where the first book ended. Our protagonist, Vis Telemus, has won the Judicium, that huge, deadly trial. But victory doesn't bring him peace. Instead, something unexpected happens. Vis is split into three versions of himself. And not metaphorically, literally. Three worlds, three lives, three paths. And each version of Vis grows differently depending on the world he ends up in. It's one of the boldest narrative decisions I've seen in recent fantasy. Let's walk through the three worlds without giving away major spoilers. The world of Rez. This is the original world where Vis comes from. The Catanan Republic is still full of political tension and danger. The looming cataclysm hovers over everything, and Vis struggles with both new power and new responsibility. The world of Obedium. Here, the culture is unfamiliar and the rules are different. Vis must figure out whom to trust, who wants him dead, and how to fit into a society with traditions that clash with what he knows. The world of Lucium. A world of knowledge, different magical interpretations, and new threats. This version of Vis must face emotional and ethical challenges that don't appear in the other worlds. Across all three, the magic system called Will becomes richer and more dangerous. The interconnected mysteries start building pressure, and Vis is forced to confront what it means to be one person living three very different lives. It's layered, it's bold, and honestly, it's fascinating to follow. Let's talk ambition. Islington could have written a straightforward sequel, but he didn't. Instead, we get what feels like three separate novels woven together, each with its own emotional beats, political conflicts, and moral challenges. The transitions between worlds are smooth, and the narrative feels cohesive despite the complexity. Character growth. Each version of Vis grows differently, and that's brilliant to listen to. He evolves based on trauma, decisions, relationships, and the world he's placed in. The book raises powerful questions. What shapes a person? Choices or environment? Are all versions of you equally you? Can one person split into three still share a single destiny? It's deep, but not pretentious. It just works. World building. In this book, world building is at an all-time high. Rez feels political intense. Obedium feels mysterious and culturally rich. Lucium feels intellectually sharp and magical. The way Will functions differently in each world keeps things exciting. You get fresh angles on magic instead of repetition. All right, let's have an honest moment. This book is not a lightweight fantasy. Complex structure. Three worlds, one protagonist, many timelines. If you prefer single POV stories, you might find this overwhelming. This book expects you to pay attention. Uneven supporting characters. Some side characters shine, others get less development, simply because there are three ongoing arcs. Middle book energy. This is clearly the setup for a big finale. You'll get answers, yes, but you'll also walk away with double the questions. If you need tight closure, this might frustrate you. So, what's the verdict? The Strength of the Few is one of the most ambitious, emotionally rich, and well-crafted fantasy sequels in years. It raises the stakes without losing focus, gives you layers of world-building, and showcases a protagonist who evolves in meaningful and sometimes heartbreaking ways. This is not a simple read. It demands your attention. But if you give it that attention, it rewards you with an engrossing experience. For me, It's absolutely worth the journey. You should pick this book up if you love expansive fantasy with multiple plot lines, if you enjoyed The Will of the Many, if you appreciate multiverse-style storytelling, if you want morally complex characters, and if you crave big worlds and intricate magic systems. That wraps up today's episode of the Booklicious podcast. If you enjoyed this review, share this episode with a fellow fantasy lover. And if you've already read The Strength of the Few, tell me, which version of this was your favorite? Keep reading, keep imagining, and stay booklicious.